الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His manifest grace and mercy, compassion and kindness upon this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has blessed and elevated this ummah in that this ummah was given a shariat, a way of life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place, that system of protection that right up till Qiyamah, this shariat, this deen, this way of life will be protected. Not only is this a means of one attaining salvation, Jannat, paradise forever and ever in the Akhirat, but in Shariat, in Deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the recipe or the formula to success, dignity, honor and protection in this world also. What I am saying is encapsulated in the expression when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of the hand of Abu Sufyan. This catching hold of the hand of someone, this is to enunciate, this is to emphasize the importance of what message is going to be delivered. Ya Aba Sufyan. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him. Ya Aba Sufyan. O Abu Sufyan. Ulama explained, this is not a specific address to Abu Sufyan, but it is almost as if the hand of every follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Qiyamah is being held by its Nabi. My and your hand, Yusuf, Muhammad, Imran, Ahmad, as if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressing you and I directly. Ya Aba Sufyan, O Muhammad, O Imran, O Yusuf, O Ahmad, O ummati of mine, ji'tukum bi karamati dunya wal akhirah. I have brought that shariat, that deen, that way of life. Dajjalun can come, kadhabun can come, Orientalists can come, agnostics can come, atheists can come, people with different ideologies and mindsets and agendas can come and know and understand this. Know and understand this, I am not saying it. I am not saying it, my Allah has said it. My Allah has said it, and this is Quran. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنْزَلْنَا وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. All these verses I recited and many more is to make you and understand, to conscientize us, that this is set in stone and it is never going to change. وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Jews and the Christians and the people of Batil till Qiyamah will never be able to coexist with you. They will never be happy. لَنْ تَرْضَى. They will never be satisfied until you do not abandon the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow their way of life. I am not saying it, Allah is saying it, and this is Quran. Akhlaq of Islam is in its place. Propagation of Islam is in its place. But this idea or this mindset or this thinking that the Yahud and the Nasara and the people of Batil are ever going to accept your Islam and your following the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if that idea even enters into your mind, then I'm sitting on the minbar and I take an oath on Allah that you are a liar. Allah has spoken the truth. They are never going to be happy. Lan tarda. Lan tarda. They are never ever going to be happy with you. Hatta tattabi'a millatahum, till you do not follow their way. What do they have a problem with? In reality, they don't even really have a problem with your La ilaha illallah. You're saying La ilaha illallah, they got no problem with that. You believing in the oneness of Allah, in reality, they got no problem with that. What is their real problem? Hatta tattabi'a millatahum. They want you to follow their way of life at the expense of what? Of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are Muhammad, you are Imran, you are Yunus, you are Ahmad. You can stand on top of the mountain and say you believe in the oneness of Allah. They will have no problem with you. When will they have a problem? When you decide from head to toe to become Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To become Muhammadi, to follow his way. So coming back to what I was saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam held the hand of Abu Sufyan. In reality, he's holding my hand and your hand until Qiyamah, telling us that follow my way of life. Follow this Shariat. Follow this deen. Follow this deen, this Shariat that has come from me. And what will happen? What will happen? Allah will be with you in such a way. جِئْتُكُمْ بِكَرَامَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, that not only will Allah give you the highest echelons of Jannat, but Allah will give you the dignity and honor and protection of this world also. What is the recipe? What is the formula? This Shariat, this deen. That you and I, even though 14 centuries have passed, Allah's qasam, you and I have absolutely no excuse. We can say mankind has advanced technologically. They've gone to the moon, they've gone to the Mars, whatever they did. Tomorrow if they find alien life in other, because recently in an article, look at the claims. They say it's only a matter of time before we discover alien life in other planets. Whatever happens scientifically, technologically, Allah has placed a barrier of protection over the Shariat and Deen. 14 centuries have passed. My Nabi, on the plains of Mina and Arafat, Ghaliban, Taraktu فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْنِ لَن تَظِلُّ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. I am leaving behind two things. My ummah, Allah is taking me away. He is alive in his grave. He is mercy till Qiyamah for every alam that is in its place. But physically, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. He is going to drink the cup from the cup of death. That time is coming near. So what does he say? My ummah, I am not abandoning you. I am leaving behind two things. Two things. Lan tazillu ma in tamassaktum bihima. You want to coexist with others, it is fine. You want to show akhlaq and character, that is absolutely necessary. You want to be a source of mercy for humanity like he was, that is imperative. But, this idea or this mindset that the Yahud and Nasara are going to be prepared for you to carry on being Muhammadi and they are going to be happy with you, that is never ever going to happen. So what did my Nabi say? I am leaving behind two things. لَن تَذِلُّوا مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. As long as you will hold fast to these two things, you will never go astray. Allah's help will be with you. Allah will make you the masters of the heavens and the earth. Allah's hidden system will be in your favor. Barakat, sakanat, rahmat, mercy, everything will be there. Hold on to these two things. I physically am going, but I'm leaving behind two things. One, Kitab Allah. The Quran. And when it comes to Quran, Allah speaks in the Quran. Quran speaks itself. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Jummah time is very limited, so I can't go into too much details. But if you look at this verse, even those that don't understand Arabic, inna, this is emphasis, verily we. Allah brings the plural, referring to himself. Verily we, nahnu, again we, emphasis, nazzalna. This mode of imperative verb indicates more emphasis. Inna, nahnu, nazzalna, al-dhikr. In this context, the Quran. And then, wa, one emphasis. Inna, second emphasis. Lam, third emphasis. Hu zamir, fourth emphasis. Lam again, fifth emphasis. Hafidhun, plural, sixth emphasis. Six hammers are being hammered. Six points of reference repeated over and over. Six times my Allah is saying, wa inna lahu lahafidhun. This Quran will be protected. Not one letter, not one harf will they be able to adulterate, postulate or change of this Quran. Right up till Qurbusah, Allah says we will protect this Quran, and just before Qiyamah we will lift it up, but they will not change a single letter in this Quran. So one is the Quran was left behind, and the second, a lot of times we have this mindset, we tend to compartmentalize and separate things. In reality, it is one thing. He said, Kitab Allah, I am leaving behind the Quran. And the second thing that he said he was leaving behind, which you and I, like the air that is going into our bodies, like we need that, by the qasam of Allah, we need this. He said, wa sunnata rasulihi, the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which in reality, like I said, deen is protected. Allah's six levels of emphasis, we will protect the Quran. In that is reference, not only is the Quran going to be protected. Why? How beautifully. All our lives, my respected brothers, I mentioned this many times. All our lives put together may be sacrificed upon our beloved mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her fatanat, her zahanat, her intelligence, her piety, the service that she rendered in bringing before us the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can never ever repay her. Beautifully, when this question was put to her, describe the moral compass of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More than 1 million ahadith, 6,666 verses in the Quran. Look at how beautifully she condensed all this. gave us the nichor, the essence. Three words. Allahu Akbar. What did she say? She said, Kana khuluquhul Qur'an. Kana khuluquhul Qur'an. The day of the Qur'an, the night of the Qur'an, the meaning of the Qur'an, the constitution of the Qur'an, the social etiquette of the Qur'an, the financial etiquette of the Qur'an, the constitution of the Qur'an, the way of life of the Qur'an, the message of the Qur'an, the living, walking, talking Qur'an was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana khuluqul Qur'an. And like Allah took upon himself that no Dajjal or no Kazzab will ever be able to adulterate one letter of the Quran, in the same way Allah put into place that system that no aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam till Qiyamah will be allowed to be adulterated, so that you and I who come 14 centuries later will not have this excuse. That was the space age, that was the camel age, this is the space age. That was a long time ago. Islam is a contemporary religion. Islam has to be made palatable to the Yahud and the Nasara and the atheists. Islam has to keep up with the times, and under these fancy titles, we will try, Batil will try, sometimes Haq with the face of Batil will try to adulterate and change and interpolate the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah took a qasam, we will protect it. This month of Rabiul Awwal, normally we tend to associate this month with the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his virtue, his maqam, his status. Even with my limited knowledge, and I am not saying it out of humility, it is a fact. With my limited knowledge, in the limited time we have, it is impossible to even scratch the surface of trying to appreciate and understand the maqam and the status of that haysiyat. Understand it in this context. Ibn Aqil Hanbali rahimahullah, the question was put to him. What was the question? What is more virtuous, Al-Kaaba, the house of Allah, or Hujratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or the Hujra of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where the grave of my Nabi is? This question was put, what is more virtuous? Inna awwala bayt wudhiya lin-nas lalladhi bi Makkah mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin fihi ayat bayyinat maqamu Ibrahim wa man dakhalahu kana amina walillahi 'alan nasi hajjul bayt man istata'a ilayhi sabila wa man kafara fa inna Allaha ghaniyyun 'anil alamin. Allah is extolling the praises of Ka'batullah, the greatness of that Kaaba, Mubarakan, Hudallil Alameen. So the question is put, which is more virtuous, the Kaaba or the Hujra of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina? What, how beautifully he addresses this question. He says, In Aratta, Majarrad al Hujra. If you are asking me to just compare that room with the Kaaba, then there is absolutely no doubt, Fal Kaaba to Afdal, the Kaaba is more virtuous. But وَإِنْ أَرَدْتَ, if the meaning behind your question is to compare that hujra, وَهُوَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِيهَا, and my Nabi is in that hujra, you're asking me to compare his Mubarak body is in that hujra, now compare it with the Kaaba, then what does he say? He says, فَلَا وَاللَّهِ لَلْ عَرْشِ وحملته ولا جنة عدن ولا الأفلاك الدائرة. He says, take the arsh, take the hamilin arsh, take jannat, take the seven heavens, take the seven earths, put all on one side. في هذه الحجرة جسد لو رجح لو وزنا بالكعب بالكونين لرجحا. He says, I take a qasam on Allah, in that hujra there is one personality. If the heavens and the earth are put on one side, they will come nowhere near to his afzaliyat and his maqam. Such a Nabi. This month Allah made zuhur. Allah made zuhur. He was not made a Nabi in this month. You and I owe a debt of gratitude to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. When he opened up, when he cleared this issue for us, when he asked this question, Mata wajabat lakan nubuwa ya Rasul Allah? When did Allah make you his Nabi? When did Allah make you his Nabi? What did he expect the response to be? I was 40 years, 6 months, 10 days of age. Different riwayat. I'm basing this on the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, where it is mentioned 21st of Ramadan. At night, I was in the cave of Hira, 21st of Ramadan. Jibreel came down with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq, and Allah made me his Nabi. This is what Abu Huraira expected the response to be. What was the actual response? Allahu Akbar. He says, Kuntu Nabiyan wa inna Adam munjadilun bayn al-ma'i wat-tin. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed. And already I was the Nabi of Allah. Such a Nabi, Zuhur, took place in this month. Allah, like I mentioned, every aspect protected. This is the age of quantum physics. People are proud. They talk about artificial intelligence. They talk about terabytes of information. Trillions of particles on a small piece of metal in this age, in this era of information technology, quantum physics. Start from one side of the masjid. This generation, by how old are you? 30, 40, 50 years of age? What day of the week were you born? What time was it? Who was present at your birth? Where exactly were you at the time of your birth? Illa mashallah, myself included, will have absolutely no idea. Open the annals of history, what you'll find? Normally, mention of kings, of tyrants, of rulers, of conquerors. How much attention does the annals of history pay to an orphan born in a desert in the most backward nation of the time? Yet, miraculously, when it comes to this orphan, born 14 centuries ago, every aspect down to meticulous detail recorded so that the science of time were not allowed to erase any aspect. Father's name, born 22nd of April 571, a Monday, according to the Christian calendar. Islamic calendar hadn't started. It was Amul Fil, the year when Abra tried to attack Kaabatullah, plus minus 6 months after that. Passed away, Christian calendar, 7th of June, 633. Passed away, Islamic calendar, 12th of Rabiul Awal, Monday. Time of birth, Subah Sadiq, 22nd April, Makkah Mukarrama. Dawn is at 4:20, 4:21 in the morning. Passed away at the time of Chash. Number of days in this world, 22,330 days. Number of days of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days. Father's name, Abdullah. Mother's name, Amina. One who assisted in his birth, Shifa bint Amr. That was the midwife. The one who breastfed him, foster mother, Halima bint Saadia, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. These names also not a coincidence. Father's name, Abdullah. His inception occurred in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name, Amina. He was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. Shifa bint Amr was the midwife. That personality who came to give Shifa, to cure the maladies of humanity, was being born. Foster mother, Halima. He drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. Born in Rabiul Awwal. Why not Ramadan? Why not the sacred months, the Ashur al-Hurum? Ulama say he didn't need a sacred month. His existence gave sacredity to the month. Rabi, what does Rabi mean? Rabi means spring. What does Rabi entail? What is the symbolism of spring? The ravages and harshness and destruction of winter has terminated. Now the warmth of summer is coming. Rabi, the harshness and damage of kufr, batil and shirk has come to an end. Rabi, the spring, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming. Time also, not accidental. Born Subah Sadiq, daybreak. What does that signify? Darkness is over. The light has come. Daybreak, darkness is over. The light has come. The sun is coming. How beautifully our mother Aisha radiallahu anha puts it. She says, Lana Shamsun. وللآفاق شمس وشمسنا خير من شمس السماء لأن شمس السماء تطلع بعد فجر وشمسنا تطلع بعد عشاء. She says we have one sun and the horizon has one sun, but our sun is better than the sun of the horizon. Why? Because the sun of the horizon rises after daybreak. It's already light. If the sun didn't rise, the light will still be there. Our sun, the hearts of humanity were steeped in darkness and zulmat. Our sun, afalat shumusul awwalin, afalat shumusul awwalin, wa shamsuna abadan ala ufuqil ula la taghrubu. Like the poet puts it, the suns, the sources of light of the nations of the past have set. Our sun, our source of life, our Muhammad, our Ahmad, our Mahi, our Hashir, our Aqib, our Fatih, our Khatim, our Taha, our Abul Qasim, our Yasin, our Mujtaba, our Mustafa, our Rahmatul Lil Alameen, our Kafatul Lil Nasi Bashiru wa Nadira, our Siraj, our Munir, our Muzammil, our Muddathir, our Shahid, our Bashir, our Mashhud, our Nadir, our Muhammadur Rasulullah, our Khatamul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, our Zainaman Wafa Yawm al Qiyama, Tajdar Madina, Ahmad Mustafa, Muhammad Mujtaba, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The physical suns will set. This universe will destroy, will be destroyed. But his light, Allah will never ever allow it to set. Such a Nabi, every aspect recorded, recorded to such an extent, even if you and I didn't know it. Even if you are... It's understandable. If Allah protected His Sunnah, if Allah protected His Shariat and left the rest, that is understandable. Such is the love Allah has for His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even mundane things, even things if we didn't know would make no difference to Shariat. Even those things, 14 centuries have passed, recorded in His life. 9 she-goats he drank the milk from, names recorded. Ajwa, Suqya, Zamzam, Baraka, Waratha, Itlal, Itraf, Ghaitha, Qamra. 1 male goat he had, name recorded Yumn. The horses that he rode, their names Sakhab, Sabha, Lidaz, Tiraz, Ward, Ya'sub, Lahif, Lahif, Murtajiz. The camels that he rode, male camel, Thalab, Askal, female camel, Jada'a, Shahba, Qaswa, Adba. The donkeys that he rode, Uthair, Ya'fur. The mules, Fidda, Duldul. Mundane aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to history, particularly before Shariat, before Nubuwat, there's laxity which the Muarrikhin have given. This is why I'm mentioning this riwayat. The sanad is very weak, but the scholars are mentioning it in advance to give us an idea, but to the extent to which aspects recorded. Allama Suyuti rahimullah mentions this riwayat in his Qasais al-Kubra. Himself he says that laysa fi hadha al-kitab Shayan Ashaddu Nakara. There's nothing more weaker than this riwayat in the entire kitab. He said, I'm relying on Abu Nu'aym's Hilya to mention it. But to give us, to emphasize this point, extent of detail recorded, this is why I am mentioning some sections of this riwayat. That the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amina, she says that I reached that stage of pregnancy where it's now about time for the child to be born. So she started feeling the normal pain and discomfort that a woman in this tenor of pregnancy experiences. Fara'ait kanna janaha tayrin abyad masaha ala fuadi fadhahaba anni kulla ra'bin wa kulla waj'in kuntu ajidu. She says, all of a sudden I saw a white bird, it descended. With its white wing it massaged my chest, as a result of which all the pain and discomfort I was experiencing disappeared. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتْتُ فَإِذَا أَنَا بِشُرْبَةٍ بَيْضَاءَ لَبَنَا. Then I turned, I saw miraculously a bowl of white milk had appeared. I was kuntu atsha, I was thirsty. Fatanawaltuha fasharibtuha. She says, I picked it up and I started drinking. When I started drinking the milk, fakashafallah an basari. Allah removed the veil from the unseen. وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا وَرَأَيْتُ ثَلَاثَةَ عَلَامٍ مَضْرُوبَاتٍ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَشْرِقِ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ عَلَمًا عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْكَعْبَةِ. She said, the veil of the unseen was revealed. I saw three, the whole world lit up. I saw three huge flags, one in the east, one in the west, one on the center of Kaabatullah. I became mesmerized by this vision. When the vision lifted, I realized without any pain or discomfort, the birth had already taken place. Shifa bint Amr, when her eyes fall onto this child, she had assisted in many other births. She also is shocked, astonished. Why? Three things she noticed. Wulida makhtunan. Other children's circumcision, 6 months, 1 year, whenever it takes place. This child was born already circumcised. Maktur surra, other children, the umbilical cord has to be cut off, separated. This child, the umbilical cord was already separated. Tahir and tahura, other children are born with impurities that they carry from the inside, they have to be bathed. This child, tahir and tahura, was absolutely pure. The whole room lit up. The riwayat of Allama Shafi rahimullah, in his kitab he mentions, a little while passed, all of a sudden the newborn baby turns over. And like an adult, he falls into sajda. Makes sajda for a long time. What is the message? What is the message? We can talk. Main to aashiq e rasool hai. I am a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm sitting on the minbar, Allah's qasam. The acid test of that love is at the time of fajr. The acid test of ishq and muhabbat for my Nabi is at the time of fajr. Where are we at the time of fajr? Is this masjid like this now? Is this much? Cry tears of blood. Cry tears of blood. Weigh what he said. Weigh his life. Weigh what he gave everything for. Weigh his saying. He said, Al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahumus salah. Faman tarakaha faqad kafar. He said, the distinction between us and them, you can never be with me. What does this hadith mean? You can never be mine. You can never be truly mine. You can be saying what you want. The Al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahumus salah. The distinction between me or mere ghair. The distinction between me and them is salah. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. He who will abandon his salah has committed kufr. He has abandoned me. He has abandoned Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kehna mein aashiq rasool bohut aasan hai. He came into this world with sajda. He left this world. The breath was breaking from his body. His mubarak head on the chest of Aisha radiyallahu anha. Gasping. Gasping, leaving the world now. And what is he telling you and I? Main to aashiq e rasool, main fida hu rasulullah par. I'm prepared to give my life for my Nabi. Saying is easy. What did he say when he left the world? When the breath was breaking, tomorrow on the plains of Hashar, with what face are you and I going to stand in front of him? When he said, As-salah, 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 wa ma malakat aymanukum. Guard your salah, guard your salah, guard your salah. Where is the ummah today? We want succor, we want comfort, we want Allah's help. Where is the ummah? Whose doors are we knocking on? Are we bringing the ummah back to the masjid? Where is the proof of our ishq and muhabbat? Coming back to that riwayat, perform sajda like an adult. Then he raises up his right hand, lifts up his right finger. Shifa bint Amr says a light comes out. As a result of which the whole room lights up. Time is limited, I'm not going into the detail. This is the entrance. Such a deen, such a shariat. Allahu Akbar. What did he say? I mentioned in the beginning, لَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Yahud and the Nasara will never be happy with you unless The meaning of this verse, unless you abandon the way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah and follow their way, your weddings, your functions, your dressing, your businesses, follow their way. What did he say? لَوْ كَانَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى حَيًّا لَمَا وَسِعْتُمُوهُ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعِي. He said, leave the Yahud and the Nasara, even the Nabis of the Yahud and the Nasara. Even Musa and Isa alayhi salam were alive today. They also, if they came in my time, will never get Jannat unless they also from head to toe become Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Quran. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قال أقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين. The meaning of the verse, I've run out of time. Allah says we took an oath, a covenant from every Nabi. Every Nabi had to swear an oath that if in your time, during your nubuwwat, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, what will you do? لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. You, my Nabi, will bring iman on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. And you will become the follower and the helper of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each Nabi swore an oath to this effect. We are the ummatis of that Nabi. Where is our regard for sunnah? The haq, Rahimullah said beautifully, he said, مَثَلُ السُنَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَمَثَلِ الْجَنَّةِ فِي الْعُقْبَى. He said, the example of sunnah in this world is like jannat in akhirat. مَنْ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ سَلِمْ. That person who enters jannat in akhirat is protected forever. كَذَلِكَ مَنْ لَبْزِمَ السُنَّةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا سَلِمْ. In exactly the same way, jannat protection forever in this dunya, sunnah, and Allah will protect you. Malik rahimahullah beautifully he says, مَثَلُ السُّنَّةِ كَسَفِينَةِ نُوحٍ مَنْ رَكِبَهَا فَقَدْ نَجَى وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهَا فَقَدْ غَرَقْ. He says, the example of sunnah, head to toe Muhammadi, his way of life, his sunnah, his dressing, abandon every pehchan, every recognition, every moral code, every conduct, abandon everything and from head to toe become Muhammadi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the example is like the ship of Nuh alayhi salam. Those who boarded that ship were saved, the rest will be destroyed. Destruction, if you will move away from sunnah. The Ra'isul, the greatest follower, the greatest ashik of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how beautifully he puts it. He said, Ma taraktu shay'an. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya'malu bihi, illa amiltu bihi, inni akhsha, in atruka shay'an min sunnatihi, an azir. Kan khol kar sun lena. Can't call Kasunlena. If we don't take anything else from this, it's not a Rabiul Awwal question. It is every second of our lives. It's not a monthly question. It's not a Milad question. It's every second of our lives. Take nothing else, at least take this saying of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, the greatest ummati, the greatest follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, there is nothing that I came to know was the practice of my Nabi except I practiced it down to the last letter. When I saw anything Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, I did it down to the last letter. Why? Why? He said, I, Abu Bakr. Who is Abu Bakr? Who is Abu Bakr? My Nabi said, no door. Inni la'arifu rajulan bismihi wasmi abihi wa ummihi la yati baban min abwabil janna illa qala marhaban marhaba. He said, I know a person. I know the name of his father. Every door of Jannah that he comes to, that door will beg him, enter through me. Enter through me. Jannah, it will cry for him. That personality, he says, I fear if I leave even one sunnah of my Nabi. I fear if I leave even one sunnah of my Nabi, an azir, I will be destroyed, I will be led astray. Yeh ishq bhai, yeh ashiqana Islam. This is ishq, this is muhabbat, This is fida fillah wa rasuli sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not a Rabiul Awwal question. When azan is called out, what is sunnah? In my dressing, what is sunnah? In my weddings and my functions, what is sunnah? In my business, in my way of life, in my upbringing of my children, in my dealings with my wife, what is sunnah? Come on to this. Allah's qasam, the nizam of the system and the heavens and the earth will be brought into your service. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.